Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, 78 for the high today. Just waiting on that sun to peek through.
Come through.
One of the things that we were talking about last segment was, what's your party trick? Breezy and I found out we were really good at charades.
So good at charades.
Like, really good.
Like ungodly good at charades.
We dominated the company picnic yesterday afternoon. And then we started talking about how much we realized how some people we work with, and I know you have someone in your life like this, who's overly competitive. And it just makes you not want anything to do with these people.
No, I'll never talk to you again.
Because I love being competitive. I don't care what we're doing. I will be competitive. But I only take it to a certain level. Some of these people...
There's a point of no return for me, and it's uncomfortable. It's just uncomfortable.
And I could see the look on your face yesterday afternoon when playing with some of our coworkers, because they take it very, very seriously.
It's giving gym class hero. It's giving, like, not sure.
Yes, of course.
And listen, I'm all for friendly competition. I'm all for, you know, being competitive and having passion. That's obviously amazing. And I'm not here to yuck someone's yum. But at the same time, if you are screaming at me, if you are foaming at the mouth, if you are losing your mind, I don't want to play with you. I don't think that we need to continue this conversation, relationship, or competition, because you don't know how to play like an adult, and you're morphing into an adolescent. And I just want to take your hand and say, who hurt you? What's going on? Let's get to the nitty gritty. You know, you will do anything to not go to therapy, and you are taking your aggression out on these games.
Here we go. You know, it's funny you say that, because I heard someone say this. People who are overly competitive in every aspect of their life, for example, challenging somebody at work rather than being part of their team when there isn't any need for competition, are usually people who are really insecure.
Or have and no control in their life.
It's a means to fill a void.
Again, who hurt you? Let's get down to, let's peel the layers back. Let's get down to the nitty gritty of it.
Let's take this onion and peel it back.
It's like, if you, okay, I'll go out on a limb here. If you are overly competitive, that to me translates to you need therapy.
I disagree though,
you
too.
You need it.
Some of the most... The best players in the world in sports are overly competitive. Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky.
They all need to be in therapy.
Yeah, but they're the GOATs. You know what I mean?
They're also playing for career, for money, for accolades.
But even
sorry, you playing Connect Four Radio Social is just, it's just not it.
No, but if you really look, it sometimes is not just in sports. Like, there's so many stories of, like, Michael Jordan will bet you. Like, he used to take bets with his teammates. which suitcase is coming out of the terminal first. And they would put like $2,000-$3,000 bets in and just competitive
and
about
that's
the
just
tiny-
called a gambling problem.
Well, you know they
have. I mean? Yeah, that's just,
again, did have a
more
gambling
therapy.
Problem.
But I really need to have everybody look inward this morning. If you are this person or you know this person, take their hand, look them deep in their soul, and say, we're going to get you the help that you need immediately. Because I was just, so I'm going to my friend's house tonight. I'm going to my friend's house. We're having a little pool party.
What games will be there?
That was the question in the group chat. I said, what games? Are we playing games? Do you want me to bring anything?
Because you dominated in charades yesterday, I already know that's the game that you're going to be playing tonight at this pool party.
So I said,
that's your suggestion.
Do we bring games? And my friend responds, only if you want to get whooped.
Oh.
I said, okay, I'm not bringing games. The most competitive. We aren't even playing yet.
You're not even going to play?
We're not even playing yet. And they're already smack talking me.
Okay, see that right there?
What?
That's what would light a fire under my ass and bring the games just to prove them wrong.
We couldn't be more opposite. I'm running the other way.
No, see, no, I need that.
I'm so good.
I think this girl's name is Renee. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Being always competitive means you are constantly under stress. And it's very bad for your health. This is my dad 24/7. Has to compete in everything. Some people do. It's just part of their personality. They need that.
Yeah.
They need that in their life to feel something. Otherwise, what's left? Your family?
Send help. You are competitive because you're avoidant. And avoidant people need therapy.
What?
It's just science.
Avoidant how?
You're avoiding the real problems. You have real problems going on and you're masking
There's
it.
There's nothing wrong with a little healthy competition. It's
but
fun.
But it's not healthy.
It's fun.
It's not healthy. You curb stomping people because you lost a game of Yahtzee is not healthy.
You know what? You're deflecting because here's what the real problem is. You don't like competition because you're afraid you're going to lose, so it just rubs you the wrong way.
False. And completely you, false.
Because
you saw me yesterday in charades. I'm not even worried about it. Not even for a second. Absolutely not. And I don't care. My mom is like this. She's always, always just bringing the fire and smack talking.
Oh, really?
And,
oh, I like
and
this.
Taunting.
Oh, I like
the taunting.
How come I've never seen this side of your mother? That is, see, now that is a teammate. That is somebody I would like to play with right there. I need your mom on my team.
Yeah.
What is she good at?
She thinks she's good at everything. I beg to differ, but she thinks she's good at every game ever. And maybe this is where it comes from. Maybe I'm doing my own therapy right now. Maybe I'm working through this on air. But when it comes to competition, especially with my mom, I clam up and I'm like, I don't care. And then she'll be like, you care. You care so much. I'm like, I'm not like you. This person says, she's like, you're just like me. If I'm playing recreational sports with you and you're taking it too seriously and yelling and screaming, it's giving me the ick and I absolutely hate you.
Yeah, well, stuff like that, sure, it might make you uncomfortable. But let me tell you guys something. Competitiveness, for some of you, is a terrible quality. Yet, it is responsible for some of the greatest accomplishments in U.S. history. I mean, we put a man on the moon because of our competitive nature, right? We just wanted to beat Russia. And that's what we did. The moon landing was probably faked, but we
Katie
it was
Perry,
probably
you
staged.
Didn't go to the moon.
Yes, we made up for it by sending Katy Perry.
She didn't go anywhere. She did not leave this orbis. So sorry. God, I hate her.
Yeah, thank you.
If you want to have a competition about anything, let's have a competition about how much we hate Katy Perry, because I will win that till the day is long.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Now, my sweet, sweet Lola Young on PXY Mornings. Messy. Concerts by the Shore in the Rock the Block is back. And the Rock And this event is usually to kick off the start of the summer. It's a nice day for it, too. It's usually Wednesday nights. But with the return of warm weather, obviously, you know, comes the return of this annual event series. It celebrates Rochester's music scene. There's food. There's small businesses. But Concerts by the Shore is returning for the 39th season. This is free. It's a free concert series. It takes place. It's going to be tonight. It started last Wednesday, and I missed it because
I didn't know about it.
Nobody told me about it.
Didn't know.
This is tonight at Ontario Beach Park. Each concert starts at 7 p.m., except for the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra performance. That begins at 7:30 p.m. But there's tons of food vendors at the concerts. Parking is available at the beach. I believe Sticks and Stones will be performing tonight. Next Wednesday night, you can catch the Sky Coasters performing.
Love it. The Sky Coasters are...
Love them.
The best.
Yeah. Party in the Park kicks back up next month, too, on July 11th.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot to look forward to.
A lot going on, guys.
This summer. As long as everyone behaves.
Well, this goes hand in hand with what I talked about last hour. The security measures down at Ontario Beach Park are ramped and ready to go for you, so you feel safe tonight at the concert.
Yeah, so go down there with the fam, watch some live music, get something to eat. I mean, that's what summer in Rochester is all about. Coming up on the show, we're going to get to all of your unpopular opinions and hot takes like we always do. 585-252-9800. Send them over. We'll get to your messages for There I Said It, coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. A lot of people texting in for There I Said It this morning, and you can too. 585-252-9800 to clear the air this morning and get something off your chest.
Correct. Let's hit it,
yeah,
shall we?
Let it rip, Breeze.
Absolutely. This person says, I don't know why tomatoes get so much hate. They are absolutely delicious, and I love them. There I Said It. I hate them. They're slimy. They're disgusting. They don't taste like anything. They're mostly water, in my opinion.
But anything you can make a tomato out of, you'll eat it. Ketchup, tomato sauce.
See, I don't eat tomato sauce. I don't eat red sauce.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I used to be a huge tomato guy in sandwiches. I don't put them on anymore.
Mm-mm.
That might have something to do with
my eating a sub yesterday and I
my acid reflux.
Peeled that right off.
I didn't take my Prilosec today, you guys. I can't eat the tomato.
Let's get to another person here. This person says, I just recently went to the movies, and all I have to say is IMAX is too big. There I said it.
It's too big.
They have...
Can't please anyone.
The new Apple Cinemas up in Greece.
Yeah.
They have
the old Regal.
They have a...
It's this. It's,
what's it called? 3 Max or 3?
Yeah, it's like the screen is curved.
It goes on the side.
Yeah, it's curved. It's almost curved, but you get the full experience. Do the seats vibrate in there? Anyone know?
I don't think so. Are they supposed to?
That's not an unusual question for that theater.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean like on purpose or because it's so loud?
No, no. Like on purpose, it vibrates to the scenes of the movie. I've never heard of that before in my life. What theater was I in where the seats vibrate?
Screen X, that's what it's called.
And is that in Pittsburgh or just the one in Greece?
That's the one in Greece.
All right, that's the one in Greece.
The one in Greece is newer.
Yes, it is. That's a couple months old.
You haven't been yet?
Not yet.
It's a really nice theater.
The last,
and they have self-serve popcorn.
Right, and the last movie I saw in that theater when it was Regal was Cocaine Bear.
Correct. I really want to see Lilo and Stitch. That's what I want to see.
Well, your brother will definitely get to ask MaxiPad to go see that with you.
I know.
Mine for today is if you ever hear anyone say, let's circle back on that, trust me when I tell you, they don't have a clue as to what they're talking
You'll
about.
You'll never hear from them again.
There, I said it.
You'll never
I'm this guy. I'm the circle back guy. I'm lost 100% of the time, you guys.
Correct.
If I say, let's circle back, we're going to circle back.
You're not circling back.
No.
You're just going to spin in a circle and come back.
When I was at Zoom, I was director of customer experience. People all the time on calls. I don't know what I'm doing at this job. I've never done this role.
Not at all.
Like, hey, Moose, did you figure out what was going on with the Paradigm Project? You know what?
We'll circle back on that.
I'm going to circle back on that one.
It's so good.
I was circling back a lot.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Matt real quick. Your kids are not gifted. They just talk a lot and remember dinosaur facts. That's not genius. I'm actually so sick of these parents there. I said it. All right. Thanks, Matt, for weighing in.
Janine's here. She said, this isn't so much a take as it is a question. But speaking of movie theaters, are kids still making out in movies asking for a friend? Because when I was growing up, making out in the movies was hot.
Yeah.
And it's all we did. There,
yeah.
I said it.
That's what it was about.
Yeah, I had some friends that were going to the movies with skirts on, and I'm not going to say the rest, but...
Oh, lucky for them. I was... Every time I went to the movies with a girl, she wore overalls. I'm like, okay, well, if that doesn't scream, don't touch me. I don't...
You still tried, though. They're like, ew, get off me, you freak.
Joking. Kevin says mac and cheese is not a main dish. It's a side...
Oh, my God. Now you're dropping down on the air.
Hold on. I'm flatlining.
Oh, my God.
I'm so hoarse this morning. I just have this tickle I can't get rid of. It's either in my throat or in my lungs, but either way, I'm slowly dying.
Remember the first year and a half we did the show together and you had a cough and you like refused to go to the doctor? I was like, this is really affecting the show. He's like, I'm fine. I'm like, I don't think you are.
You know what was so funny about that? When I went to the doctor, I thought I was dying. I was getting ready for horrible news. Doctor comes back in. She goes, yeah, it's your acid reflux. What?
He literally had a cough for a year and a half. I was like, maybe we should.
We got to figure this out.
Yeah, we should do something about that.
It's all the coffee I drink, to be honest. Kevin says mac and cheese is not a main dish. It's a side. So stop trying to church it up with a lobster and charge $30 for it. It's a ripoff. There, I said it. I love this take, but I hate it because I will gladly pay $30 for lobster mac and cheese. And I have. Mm. And I have.
Okay, I love it. I love that moment for you. My problem with it is like if the lobster's cold, like if they have the lobster mac and cheese and then they're just scooping like cold lobster on it.
Oh no.
I know some places in town that do that and I'm like, this is diabolical. This is jail time.
No, it should be absolutely be in a cast iron pan.
So mine for today is this. I've thought about this a lot. I truly believe that Rochester should have a Subway. There, I said it. No, I'm not talking the sandwich shop.
Oh,
I'm
I was going to say.
Talking underground transportation. Could you imagine?
Have you been down there?
Well,
the old Subway station?
Yes, I have. But like, I'm talking Subway from like downtown to Fairport, downtown to Chi-Lai, downtown to all of the outskirts of the city. I think it would be great.
No,
I think
it is.
It would be utilized.
I think so.
It would be innovative. And the fact that we don't have one, it's an opportunity missed. This city, I'll go out on a limb, this city does not care about transportation. There, I said it. They got rid of the fast ferry the first chance they could. They got rid of the subway the first chance they could. It's like, RTS are bust.
Yes, this city, we used to be something. We had an NBA team in a subway. I mean, it was...
And now
we
you
thriving.
Go down there and you don't even want to know the things you'll find.
Kodak was thriving. Let me go over to Kaylee really quick before we wrap this up. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. This really upset me yesterday. I was in a CVS and overheard some teenage girl tell her mother she needed a mental health day from school. If you're 15 and calling it your mental health day, you better be paying bills or parenting something. Go to school. Your brain still has a wrapper on it.
Kaylee's like, I am a parent to my pet hamster. What do you know about parenting?
Kaylee actually has a 3-year-old daughter. So.
Oh my gosh.
And then we'll wrap it up with our friend Gerald, is it? I heard you guys talking about party tricks earlier in the show that we were. My party trick is I walk up to women and say, you have the bone structure of a strong mother. I am still single, but I am hopeful. Okay, Breezy.
No,
call
we're
going to
take a break.
Yeah, we're
going to
call
Thank
the police.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting the 3 today on 98PXY.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.